This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Apugappa. In Arunachal Pradesh, the counting of votes for the state legislative assembly election held simultaneously with the Lok Sabha elections on April 19th will be conducted tomorrow. The term of the present legislative assembly ends on June 2. The counting of vote for the two parliamentary seats of the state will be held on June 4 along with the rest of the country. Office of the State Chief Electoral Officer informed that all the preparations for both the counting days are done. The counting for the state's assembly elections will start at 6 a.m. tomorrow. It will commence with the counting of the postal ballots and electronically transmitted postal ballot system. The counting of the EVMs will start at 6:30 a.m. There will be 24 counting centers across the state, and over 2,000 officials will take part in the counting process, excluding the security forces. The election authorities have informed that both the counting days have been declared dry day in the state. Arunachal Pradesh has 60 assembly seats, out of which BJP has already won 10 seats uncontested. Polling was held for 50 seats and 133 candidates were in fray. The voters' turnout for the election was 83%. Meanwhile, the counting of votes for the Sikkim State Assembly Legislative Assembly elections will be held tomorrow. World's largest polling marathon, which started on the 19th of April, culminated with the conclusion of seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections this evening. In the past 43 days, people across 543 constituencies voted to elect their representatives to the 18th Lok Sabha. In the seventh and final phase, polling was held for 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and one union territory. A total of 904 candidates were in the fray in this phase. Over 58% voter turnout was recorded till 5 p.m. Now, preparations are in full swing for the counting of votes for the Lok Sabha elections on Tuesday. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light to moderate rainfall over northeast India and West Bengal during the next 6 days. Further, the weather agency also forecasts that the ongoing heat wave conditions will reduce gradually over northeast, central and east India during the next 2 days. In Assam, the flood situation has worsened today as 6 people were killed and about 3,50,000 people were affected across 11 districts with the rising of water levels of major rivers following incessant rainfall in the aftermath of Cyclone Rimmel. Regarding it, the Assam government opened 148 relief camps and 39 relief distribution centers in flood-affected districts, and both NDRF and SDRF teams have also been deployed for rescue and relief. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today extended condolences over the loss of lives and destruction caused by the cyclone Rimmel in northeastern part of the country, including West Bengal and Telangana. Deputy Chief Minister Chawla Ming today shared that Arunachal Pradesh has made a remarkable achievement, producing 7,430 metric tons of kiwi annually through his social media handle. He said this impressive output accounts for approximately 44.71% of the country's total kiwi production. Further, he said that the hard-working farmers' perseverance have significantly contributed to positioning the state as a leading kiwi producer in India, and this success is a testament to the potential of state's agricultural sector and underscores the importance of supporting and promoting local foreign farming initiatives. The 84th birth anniversary of renowned author Luminous Lumardai was celebrated at his birth village Siluk today in East Siang district. Late Lumardai wrote many famous books in Assamese language like Pahoror Hile Hile 1961, Prithvir Hahi 1963, Mon Aru Mon 1968, Konyar Mulya 1978, Upar Mahal 2002, Adi Folk Tales, Udaya Chalar Sadhu 1959, etc. He was also the founder of the first newspaper of Arunachal Pradesh, Echo of Arunachal. The birth anniversary of Luminous Lumardai is celebrated every year at Siluk village of East Siang district. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.